Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's this? A fourth hour of Dirt and Sprague.
If you saw a UFO, would you tell anybody?
Who gave these guys an extra hour?
Yeah. Not be fearful of people looking at you like you're crazy. Have you met me?
Dirt and Sprague.
What if you got probed? How's your Monday? I got probed.
Dude.
And they dropped me off in time for the radio program.
It's a hell of a Saturday, man.
It's a hell of a weekend.
At least they got you back in time for work. I didn't have to do a solo show. Shout out to the aliens.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Thanks, everybody, for being a part of our hump day.
I've already noticed that Suarez hit a home run last night for the first time as a Mariner.
He did?
Oh, again, Mariner?
Yes, as a new Mariner.
It feels like they're already kind of panicking. The season is still here. They're still in a playoff race, and I'm already seeing people on social media like, we better pay this guy.
Better keep him around.
They're already like, man, are we going to do this? Are we going to let him go again?
Let's just worry about the next couple of months, shall we? Like, let's just focus on a long playoff run first. And then you handle that question. Because that's not an easy one. What is he, 35, 36? Like, he's up there in age. He's going to cash in after a big year like this. Is that the moment you want to pay a guy a big contract?
Well, they've cashed in on the players who have looked to cash in, and it's not gone well. Figgins?
Yeah, exactly.
Beltre? They've given those contracts before, and it's, you know, bit them. But
he is 34 years old. 34 years old.
Give him a 3-year deal.
Depends on when his birthday is, too.
Yeah, 34 going on.
Like, is he going on 34, about to turn 35, or did he just turn 34, so next year he will turn 35? That's a little bit of a difference for me. So that would be the only response I would have to that, is how much is he going to ask for? How long of a deal does he want? And are you going to hand him, if he wants a 5-year deal, are you going to give him a 5-year deal?
Yeah.
At the age of 35, going on 36? Like, I don't know if I would. So
probably not.
If I were a Mariner fan, let's just focus on the next couple of months. You know, let's see how the rest of the season goes. We'll deal with that dilemma when we get there. We will get to Satter's story coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes or so. I got an update on a local football player. A lot still to get to here in the final hour of the show. I was thinking yesterday, Hard Knocks started. Did anybody out there watch Hard Knocks last night?
I didn't watch it last night. Tried to watch it this morning when I got up, and the two TVs I tried didn't have my login.
Ah, you got to do the old HBO login thing.
Didn't, yeah. And so I didn't want to wake her up for a password.
Totally.
I saw some highlights, though.
I mean, look, it's, you know what Hard Knocks is?
Yeah.
It was Hard Knocks.
Yes.
It was a lot of cool slow motion footballs in the air.
It's the narrator music voice vibe that you're just looking for. Right?
A lot of those. There's blocking. Josh Allen is an awesome dude, so he's going to be fun to watch. Tre'Davious White was a lot of fun, kind of the backstory.
He had a funny moment with a kid with a water bottle.
Dude, hilarious. Spraying water bottle at a kid. He's running hills after practice.
Like, Deion Dawkins is drift racing with his kids.
Dude, total side tangent on that.
Some people were like,
wife and I were watching last night. I looked at her and was like, there's no way that's safe for the kids. He says he goes drifting for like hours every day. Like when he's not practicing, that's his release.
That's his, yeah.
Like to get away from football. And he's, you know, he goes and spins and all. One of his daughters was in the car and the helmet was like flopping around on her head. They didn't even have a kid's helmet on her. And he's like, I'm like, what if that car flips? That's all I could think about the entire time I was watching it.
It certainly was an interesting look to want to do that in front of cameras.
Check this out, guys. And he was like doing rotations with his kids. They jump in and do it. And then the next kid would jump in. He's got three kids. They were all adorable. Everybody was fine. But I did have that thought watching the entire time, like, God, that's not safe for those kids.
I would imagine, though, if he's doing this, he's had a lot of practice experience.
He's clearly very good at
it. He's feeling confident.
But, you know.
It's like a dad on a banshee, and you put the kid behind, like, hold on tight, know what I'm doing,
you'll be all right, don't worry about it. But watching that last night just got me excited for the upcoming season and the reminder of playoff games and how all of this is on the horizon. And so I started thinking to myself, I'm wondering if we do this a lot in college football, where it's mainly like if you look at national championship contenders, it's chalk for the most part, right? Like of the teams that could win a national title this year.
Yeah.
How many are actually on your list in college football? Probably 10 or less. If we're going to be realistic, your Ohio State, Georgia, Penn State, Texas, Oregon, Alabama,
suspects,
LSU, right? Yeah. It's all those same kind of teams. Yeah. And I'm not saying the NFL is different from that. We do get outliers from time to time. But I looked at the Super Bowl odds, and this just popped up because FanDuel is the first site that popped up. The Super Bowl odds. And if I eliminate the top 12 teams in the NFL this year, so if you're wondering who the 12 teams with the highest odds to win a Super Bowl this year, this is from back to front. It is the Chargers, the Bengals, the Minnesota Vikings. That one kind of surprised
me. Why are you saying it like that?
J.J. McCarthy.
14-3.
They have a first-time starting quarterback. Sam Darnold is no longer there.
Sam Darnold was their first-time starting quarterback for the franchise and had no track record of being good.
That is true. Is that a bet you're willing to make? The Vikings winning a Super Bowl?
What are the odds?
Plus 2,200.
22-1?
They have the same odds as the Rams to win the Super Bowl.
I mean, look, it's hard to see McCarthy doing it. It's year two, but it's kind of his rookie year. But
we've never had a first-year starting quarterback win a Super Bowl.
Well, first year in the actual sense of it's his first season, or like, because it's technically year two, right?
It is technically year two.
It's a weird thing that he's in there. I'm just saying, like, 22-1. Look, some things obviously have to break their way, and he has to overperform, but the roster should be pretty good.
It's decent. It's decent. I think they're going to miss the playoffs this year. Hot take. Rams, 49ers, Commanders, Packers, and then the obvious. Lions, Chiefs, Eagles, Bills, and Ravens.
You're off the Vikings entirely because
I am off the Vikings entirely.
Just because of that quarterback difference?
I don't trust J.J. McCarthy at all. I didn't like the pick at the time. I think it was an absolute reach. He's coming off an ACL injury.
Should the Vikings have better odds than the Chargers?
No. Or the Bengals. God, no.
They have the same odds as the Bengals.
They do. I know they won 14 games last year. Sam Darnold was very good for them. Can he duplicate that? I don't know. What happened when they got to the playoffs?
The Broncos are plus 2,600.
So this is where things get interesting
for me.
There's
some, like, really good value plays below the obvious suspects.
And this is where, so outside of the top 12, so the last team on that list is the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
What is the bet that you like most? So the next handful of teams, the Broncos plus 2,600. The Texans are plus 2,600. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, like, how do the Bucs have lower Super Bowl odds than the Vikings?
Because people don't buy that Baker is a Super Bowl winning quarterback. I know.
They don't have Justin Jefferson. That's fine. Maybe the head coach is better in Minnesota. I'm not denying that. Baker Mayfield's proven himself to be a top 10 borderline quarterback, and J.J. McCarthy's never started an NFL game. So the Bucs are plus 2,900, and then you start getting into the weeds where it's a big gap to the Cardinals, Bears, Steelers, Cowboys, Seahawks, Falcons, so on and so forth. Of the dark horses not in the top 12, what bet will we like the most?
I think Houston's worthy, and I know people they're not buying Houston a whole lot right now, but like if Nico can stay healthy and then their running back situation gets healthier, Houston's 26-1. They play in relatively a crappy division. You don't have a lot of faith in the teams in that division.
Damn near beat the Chiefs in the division round of the playoffs last year, man, in Kansas City.
You know what they are? They're gamers.
Yeah.
Now, they have letdown moments, and maybe this season they'll continue to be what they were last year, a little inconsistent. But if that offensive line can shore up a little bit, and certainly there are questions about that, I think Houston at 26-1 is a good bet because if you win your division and your record's good enough, guess what you're doing? You're hosting.
Yep.
And even if you don't have the best record, that team can get to a divisional round. We saw it last year when they were down, and we saw it the year before when he was a rookie. I'd throw some stuff at Houston. Denver's interesting because I really like Denver's defense. I don't know if I'd put them in the Super Bowl bet category yet. Certainly willing to change that opinion.
Because of the quarterback or what
else? No, it's not just Bo. I just don't know if the offense is quite enough.
Mm.
I want to see RJ Harvey play. It's not a bad thing to say I want to see a rookie player play and not just read about how great he is in camp. But I like what they are defensively, and some of that caveat is if they can stay healthy. They have two former Niners that I'm telling you cannot stay healthy, so fingers crossed on that one. I don't know if I put them in there yet. Chargers had put them in this, and part of that is like somewhat more seasoning for Herbert going through and taking his lumps. Harbaugh.
Year two.
Bengals are worthy of it, but I don't know how much I really trust it. I'd take a flyer, a small little bet on the Vikings just because of the talent. Yeah, I mean, if you're going past that, I don't have much faith in anybody else. I wouldn't do it with Seattle, Atlanta, Jacksonville, Indy, Miami, the Raiders,
yeah.
Pittsburgh. Did you see that Aaron Rodgers was getting like mocked at practice?
No, I did not see that.
He was doing one of those shuffle drills where they're like pretending they're moving around in the
jumping
pocket.
Over the little pylon thing,
kind of just back and forth. And unless I got butt cracked, it sounded like people were making fun of how slow he's moving. They're like, "Yo, you look really slow, dude.
Looking slow in camp, A-Rod."
So I don't know if I'm willing to go with that. Plus, I have a bet on the Steelers right now with my. With one of my brother-in-laws about what the record will be.
You're going to be below 500 this year? I think it's a pretty simple answer for me. I think you touched on one of the reasons why, but you used it for a different team. The AFC is just challenging because of what you're going to have to go through. Like, are the Bengals going to miss the playoffs again? The Ravens, I know, will be in the mix. The Bills, I know, will be in the mix. Kansas City, I know, will be in the mix. And so you're dealing with
those are the three obvious, right?
Three of the best quarterbacks in the sport, three MVP candidates year in and year out. And teams who have won playoff games and been elite for a while. If Cincinnati can just get serviceable defensively and they get another great year out of Joe Burrow, that's an offense I want nothing to do with come playoff time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chargers are there in the mix because of Jim Harbaugh and having a good quarterback, and I would be surprised if they... The AFC to me is a gauntlet that outside of the chalk in that conference, I have a really hard time seeing somebody come out of nowhere to win it. So I'm kind of with you on Denver. Like, I think Denver could be a good playoff team again. I think to ask Bo in year two to, one, either win the division or get in that division, and then you got to go on the road to Buffalo or on the road to Baltimore, or on the road to Kansas City in a playoff game and get a win, that to me is just a tall ask. So I automatically go over to the NFC.
Peyton's really high on this team.
He is, and I think
Does
they're trending in the right direction.
It
doesn't because of how tough the top of the AFC is. I just think the top of the AFC is brutal. To me, the NFC is more winnable, and that might be laughable because the Eagles were up 34-0 on the AFC's champ last year, and I get it that Philly is still going to be a juggernaut this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think outside of Philly, there's just... Like, the Lions are replacing both coordinators. That's not an easy thing to do. They also got embarrassed at home in their playoff game last year. You look at up and down. We just talked about the NFC West with Stafford and where that division's at. Like, all of them have question marks. If Stafford isn't healthy, the Rams are done. The Niners are dealing with injuries, and they're in a major prove-it year. The Seahawks are gambling on Sam Darnold, which I don't know how that's going to work out. And Arizona's still Arizona to me. So,
what about Green Bay?
Green Bay was good last year.
Better odds than the Commanders.
Did they find a number one wide receiver in the draft in Golden? Is he going to be that? 22 weirds me out a little bit wearing that as a wide receiver, but the reports are good. The team that I think is getting...
He's number 22.
I think he's wearing number 22, yeah. People in Green Bay are like, this is
that
weird.
That should be outlawed.
This is weird.
I'm okay with you guys being, like, edge rushers having a single digit.
You're okay with?
I'm okay with.
But 22 wide receivers too far?
Single digit or an 80 number?
Bridge too far for Sprague?
Single digit or an 80 number? Actually, you could be like... Oh, I'm trying to think now because you got some 17s.
Teens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the teens.
Teens are okay.
You get to the 20s and 30s.
Back or,
21 is
or
a wide receiver you're out on. Can't be 21. Or is it just 22?
Somebody's going to give me one on the text line and I'm going to go, damn it, they're right.
I'm sure there was
no,
one.
No, I think Swag's right. I think go to the teens and then it has to
cut
go
off.
To the 80s.
So you 20 through.
22 is weird.
20 through 79 off limits.
How did it work out for Jurrion Dickey to be 99?
He changed after a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I'm weird. I actually
That's your
think
Fuddy Duddy sports take.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Like that.
22 is a wide receiver.
I love a random Fuddy Duddy take. I think the team that is getting completely slept on in the NFC, including their odds, considering where that what they've done the last 2 years in the division that they play in, is Tampa. And I might actually put a bet on that.
I like Tampa.
They're about 29-1, 30-1.
Brandon Ray about Evans. He's evidently having a good camp.
They're thrilled with him.
We know he's a 1,000-yard
They got
guy.
The kid out of Ohio State. They're super high on Igbuka.
And then they've got Godwin comes back this
year,
right?
I love the pick, obviously. adding to the running game last year and the year that Bucky Irving had. I think Baker Mayfield has proven himself to be, again, a good starting quarterback in that top 10 category. Their division is winnable. What am I going to get from Carolina this year? Probably nothing great. New Orleans might be the worst team in the NFL this year. Mm-hmm. And Atlanta is breaking in a first-time starting quarterback. I think Atlanta could be feisty and good. Maybe they end up being a playoff team. But a lot of unknown commodities and Pitts hype again in training camp that I think Tampa set up for success in that division. You look back to the last 2 years, too, and the runs that they went on, they came damn close to knocking off the Lions in the divisional round 2 years ago on the road. Maybe it was wild card, I can't remember, but I remember that game going back and forth. And then last year, it was the Commanders. They lost at home. Everybody's like, man, to a rookie quarterback, the Commanders went for it on fourth down like 10 times. They got like 9 out of 10, and the game still came down to a field goal, and the Commies ended up going to an NFC title game. So I think Tampa has been right there another year together. They've added more to their offense. That, to me, is the best value bet in the NFL right now.
Baker and the trust that people have about winning the Super Bowl, though, that's one of those, like, it's just never going to be there
until you see it. Yeah.
Right?
Can he win the big one until you see him win the big one?
How many teams in the NFL, according to FanDuel's betting odds, are minus money to make the playoffs? I just counted it.
Baltimore has to be. Buffalo has to be. Philly has to be. I mean, Kansas City has to be. Detroit. I would say seven.
Seven? 15.
Half the league is minus money to make the playoffs.
Half the money, or half the league almost, is minus money. It stops at the Vikings, who are minus 102, and the Cardinals are the first plus 118 team.
Yeah, save this take. The Vikings stuff is very interesting to me for a first-time starting quarterback.
If you are still a true believer in Tomlin, and you think Rodgers is an upgrade.
Yes, which I do.
Plus 136.
That's good value right there. Atlanta plus 134 to make the playoffs.
The Patriots with Vrabel. Yeah. Reportedly, Vrabel's at the bottom of a player pile because of a big scuffle. Plus 160.
Yeah, even the Cowboys, who I hate and we make fun of, if they get the Parsons thing figured out, plus money to make the playoffs.
Plus 186.
And that division.
Seahawks are plus 186.
Seahawks, yeah. Yeah.
And I think that'd be worthy of throwing something at, because, like, yeah, I might not be a big Darnold guy. Again, I don't know how much of that division. I think it's going to be a tough division.
Yeah. Who's your dark horse to make a run this year? Outside of the obvious teams, let us know. 503-864-6326. We'll get to an update on an Oregon football player coming up at the bottom of the hour. A couple of baseball notes as well. But now it's time for stat or story. We'll get to it next on 105.1 FM The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, Stat or Story time, as it is every Wednesday at 9:15. For those of you new to the program, here's how the segment works. First off, welcome. You missed a great furry conversation in the last hour of the show. All of us are going to go around, give out a number. That number comes with a stat and a story, and it is your job to decide, is the number the stat or is the number the story?
Okay.
Who would like to start today?
I'll go.
Okay, Swag goes first.
Your number is 18.
18.
Is it the number of games in Micah Parsons' NFL career that he has registered more than one sack in a game?
Oh, that's good.
Or is it the number of seats inside the newest bar in Spray, Oregon that's built inside of an old grain silo?
18 games with more than one sack?
More than one sack.
How long has Micah Parsons been in the league? 5 years?
4 seasons.
4 seasons in the NFL?
He has
been relatively healthy?
The third, fourth most. He's right there with Hendrickson, Watt, and Garrett.
I'm going to go story.
Story. A silo.
I think you can fit 18 in there. It's got to be big enough
it's
at least for 18.
Round.
Pretty round. Decent size. I'm going to go
it's
story.
A bar, you said?
Yes.
It's a new bar.
You have to have space for the bar in the silo.
They put it in one corner. You could do tabletops with 3 seats around the tabletop. I'm
going to
go tabletop seating. Give me story. Final answer. Wow.
I'm going to go stat. You didn't let me answer. I'm going to go stat.
Story. You both said stat.
He was quick on the trigger there.
Too late. Time expired.
What?
Making up the rules as we go.
Parsons, 18 games where he registered more than one sack. His high total was 2.5 sacks.
Ridiculous.
Which was the last game played against the Commanders, a 23-19 loss for the Cowboys, but he had 2.5 sacks, 52.5 sacks in his 4 seasons so far. Now, this comes to us from the Oregonian. Right there in Spray, Oregon, town of 150.
Where is Spray, Oregon?
It is a 32-mile drive southeast from Fossil. It's right along the John
Where is
Day.
Fossil?
Near Central.
Oh,
right,
okay.
Central Oregon. It's right on the John Day River.
Gotcha.
So they hadn't had a bar for a number of years, but two brothers, the Mitchell brothers, bought an old grain silo that had been in Weezer, Idaho, and moved it there, and it has quickly become, it's called Ben's Place Bar, and with seats for 20 inside. And
in a small town, you don't need that many seats.
No,
20's
it's become
perfect.
Quite a tourist spot, though, for people that are out there hunting, rafting.
Yeah, driving over to
driving
somewhere.
Over. Yeah. Apparently, there's a couple of cabins there that you can stay at if you want to get out and get away from everything.
Okay.
And then they have some outdoor area. But apparently they've had people as far as Canada. It's opened in 2024.
Want to come check out the Grain Silo
Wanna
Bar?
Come check out there. They have a pizza place that apparently makes really good pie. So you can order a pizza right nearby and then go.
I mean, it's
there.
At least a reason to stop.
It's a reason to stop. And it gives people in a small town something to do.
If you're going hunting, you're going, yeah.
All right. Not
so
bad.
I go hunting and go to a bar.
It's an old grain silo.
I still am upset how that whole scoring process
you both
happened.
Said
yeah,
story
no, I did
multiple
not.
Times.
I did, you checked the tape in the break. I did not actually give you an answer. I said, oh, that's a good point.
You were leaning story. I don't know if you definitively said story, but you were leaning story.
Thank you. I didn't give an actual answer.
There was a lean there, but I don't know if there was an actual answer.
Buzz off. Your number's 58.
Oh, sorry.
58. 58. Is it the number of RBIs for one Julio Rodriguez?
This season?
All time. His whole career. Yes. This season. Okay. Thank you. Or is it the percentage of U.S. televisions that watch PBS via traditional television?
What's going on with PBS? Are they shutting down?
Yeah.
Am I losing Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Like Sesame Street's going away?
Unless they figure out how to get their funding back, NPR and
their PBS. Corporation announced that they're closing.
Am I losing Daniel the Tiger?
They're closing
shop. It depends where you live.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Depends where you live.
Hey, I don't think Julio has that many RBI this season.
Come along. Stop your wokeness.
Okay, my apologies.
I'm going to go
58
story.
Was the number you gave? 58?
58. Is it the RBIs of Julio Rodriguez?
I think he has like 49 or 50.
Or the percentage of U.S. TVs that watch PBS on standard television?
Standard television. I should probably lean Swaggier because he actually watches Mariner games. He's the only one that has this year because I don't have Root Sports. I don't root. But you know what? I'm going to fly in the face of that logic, and I'm going to say 50. I mean, 58 is not a ton for this time of year. It's not a league leader. I know he's been okay, but not elite this year.
Certainly not a league leader.
I think he could end up right around 80-something ribbies, and that's probably what he's on pace for. I'm going to go stat.
So you're going stat?
I'm going stat.
Story.
Swigard's going story. Dirt is going stat. We have both of our answers. For Dirt, you said stat?
I said stat.
Swag. Story. Your logic was backwards. He's got 59.
Oh, more than that.
So he doesn't root. Yeah. 59 RBIs for Julio.
That's not terrible.
He's having a nice little year for himself.
Dude, he's been good.
He's been good.
Part of me feels bad for him of like, you were the next Griffey and that's not easy to live up to.
And here comes the big dump.
And the team has sucked around him for the most part offensively and he's been asked to do everything. Now he's got help, man.
Look, I don't think it takes a whole lot for me to just tell you, not a fan of canceling $1.1 billion for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting bill that was already passed and then randomly just brought up to cut again. Not a fan of it. Over the course of the year, 58% of all U.S. TVs have PBS on their standard television. PBS Kids averages 15.5 million monthly users. PBS and its member stations are helping keep the arts alive for generations. During the 2022-2023 season, PBS offered more than 200 hours of new art and cultural programming seen by 55 million people. And for 21 consecutive years, a national study rated PBS as the most trusted institution in America.
Yeah, the kids' programming is on my television all the time.
The people most hurt by this cut and these closing of different radio stations, TV stations, etc., are absolutely going to be in the rural areas. It's already happening. You can go check all the numbers all over the place of layoffs and channels disappearing. There's one channel in a rural area that plays Daniel Tiger and Caillou, which, you know, Caillou is a whole other problem. In Mississippi, they're losing 15% of their operating budget. And so there's a 24-hour streaming service that offers free programming.
Yeah.
And it plays those shows. It was just already gone. Eliminated.
The PBS Kids app is unbelievable, too.
Well,
any show, anytime you want. Yeah, that's going to be a depressing day in my house if I don't get Elmo in my household anymore. I don't. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
We also announced we're cutting $500 million in vaccine research.
Hey, there you go. All right, last but not least, your number today, gentlemen, is 16. 16.
16. Okay.
Is it the number of animals that have been turned into a zoo in Denmark after they asked the public for donations of unwanted animals to feed the zoo animals?
Oh, no.
Or,
remember, they were feeding donkeys to tigers and stuff during COVID.
Is it the number of game-winning drives that one Justin Herbert has since entering the NFL in 2020, ranking only second to Patrick Mahomes?
16 different animals were turned in.
Total animals.
I'm going to go stat.
You're going to go stat?
I feel like he's had a pretty good comeback record, and he's been the only reason they've won games in the regular season. I'm going to go stat.
I'll go stat as well.
All right. Damn it. We'll end with the positivity of...
Hey.
It is a stat. There's not a number associated with the story. I just wanted to talk about it. I don't know how many animals have been turned in.
Is that allowed?
He's allowed to buzz whenever he wants,
you're right,
dude. You guys got
the
it
rules
right.
Are over.
You got it right.
The FM.
There is a number. 16
it.
Game-winning comebacks for Justin Herbert, and that is second in the NFL since entering the league in 2020 to Patrick Mahomes, who I believe has 19.
Bolt up.
In that span. There is a zoo in Denmark. They've been asking the public for donations of unwanted small pets or horses to feed its captive predators. They said, quote, in zoos, we have a responsibility to imitate the natural food chain of the animals in terms of both animal welfare and professional integrity. They're looking for chickens, rabbits, guinea pigs. They're all a part of the diet of predators, which need whole prey reminiscent of what they would hunt in the wild.
Look. There's always an animal.
How do you do that to your animal if it's a pet?
Especially little Henrik there and all of... Where's my guinea pig?
This is a mini horse being fed to like there. A tiger. That's what this is. How do you do that?
They said if you have a healthy animal that has
they
to leave
a zoo, I mean, I'm just
for
asking,
various
like,
reasons. Like, how do you not have animals to feed your animals?
If you can't, if you can't
household
properly
pets,
feed them, you should probably not have them.
This is a Joe Exotic problem on our hands here. He didn't have enough money to feed his tigers.
I don't know that I'm going to Denmark for the zoo.
No.
Big news in the Sprague household.
Yeah. You donated your guinea pig to Denmark?
No, we have a hamster.
Hamster? They'll take your hamster.
It's actually, I'm not a big hamster guy. It's an adorable little hamster.
They're adorable little creatures.
We're getting chickens.
You're getting chickens?
Urban chickens.
You're going to be urban chicken guy. Are you building a coop?
I know somebody that is.
Okay. You got to have a coop.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously.
Make sure those things are tight in there. Coyotes will get them.
We started the research. Got a little space in the backyard for them.
Okay.
And we're going to be on top of the cleaning, so we're not the stinky neighbors.
You're not going to be the stinky neighbors?
Nope.
You what?
You don't want to be that.
No, because I've actually walked past one in my neighborhood, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you got to clean that thing out.
Every day.
Yeah. You guys are big egg eaters.
Huge egg eaters.
You love your eggs.
I think I'm going to turn my entire backyard into vegetables, fruits, and eggs.
It's a pretty good thing to do.
You know?
Yeah, grow your own food.
Like an ecosystem. I'll have flowers for the bees.
You going biodome on us?
Yeah, I think biodome on you, dude.
We got a biodome on our hands here.
Yeah. Get a baby cow and we get some veal.
There you go. Sadder story every Wednesday at 8:15. Turn your animals into the Denmark Zoo. Let's get to an update on a player who is supposed to play a key role for a football team this year. A couple of baseball nuggies as well. That is all to come.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But first, all right, welcome back in. This came out yesterday. Interesting update. I don't know how many people were following this story. If you're not glued into training camp notes and winning roster spots and who might be playing, not be playing. Do you remember the name Dalen Austin? Does that ring a bell for you?
Dalen Austin sounds familiar, yes.
Dalen Austin is a football player on the Oregon Ducks roster. He's a football player at Oregon. He's a defensive back and a very highly touted kid.
Oh, this was the kid with the car incident,
the kid with the car incident.
And the old guy.
We have an update on the kid with the car incident.
Yeah, last I saw, and I know you give us the details, it sounded like it was trending towards it actually might have been some questionable stuff going on with the guy that got hit. And
Oregon has adamantly stood by him.
He's still practicing.
He is still practicing. He continued to practice last year. Now you could say that's just big football. Teams overlook stuff. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
But Oregon has been on his side this entire time. They had applied or appealed or whatever. I don't know the legalese of it. They basically attempted the... they attempted to dismiss the felony charge against him and essentially throw the case out. That was put in front of a judge yesterday, mm-hmm. and the judge denied it yesterday. So for those who don't remember the story, this happened, I want to say, golly, a little over a year ago.
That sounds right.
That sounds right. Yeah, it wasn't this past April. I think it was the April before then. He was driving at about 9 o'clock in an apartment complex area in Eugene, in which he struck and killed a 46-year-old in Eugene.
Oh, the guy's only 46.
The guy was 46 years old.
I remember that being like a 70-year-old, and I remember thinking, oh, this is a weird story.
Yes. Austin's attorneys have filed a motion saying that the pedestrian was brandishing a hammer. Mm-hmm. Was highly intoxicated at the time.
Yeah.
So you're thinking your normal, like, the dude, he was a homeless guy. So
sure.
You're thinking, you know, we've all seen crazy homeless people
sure.
From time to time. So he is basically alleging that he was in this parking lot trying to get out. This guy was going crazy, had a hammer. He was chasing down the car. Austin's like, what the hell is going on? He tries to get around him.
Skirt.
Hits him. And then he did not go back to, I think, check on him. I don't think he died in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
He eventually passed away, I believe. Austin said he was threatening to kill him. He was jumping in front of the vehicle. So that's been their case that they're trying to. So they tried to have it thrown out yesterday in Lane County Circuit Court. And that was denied. So he is going to trial. And that trial will begin on August 14th.
Hmm.
And so he obviously will be away from the football program for a little bit as he's going through the trial process. He is somebody who is in line to start in the secondary potentially for Oregon this year. But now a big hurdle looms for him.
I guess I would ask you this in this situation. It seems like it's a very unique, weird. You know, we need a little more detail from everything. And I'm sure that'll trickle out as the court proceedings go on. I have a hard time believing that. I mean, maybe you're going to give me an example right away that a team is going to allow this to keep going with him playing if they don't feel that this is going to go his way.
It's a tricky one. I know
it's going to be odd if he's found guilty and like this becomes a huge.
I have a feel if he is found guilty in some way, I don't think it will be the maximum sentencing. If that makes sense, like a Class B felony, you can get 10 years in prison. I don't think he's going to get 10 years in prison for this.
Is he still on the?
I don't know. So they did a blood analyst of Austin after he was arrested.
And he wasn't intoxicated, correct?
And he was not intoxicated at all. So they basically, and that's their argument is essentially this crazy homeless guy tried to attack him and jumped in front of his car. What are you supposed to do if a homeless guy jumps in front of your car and then you hit him? Am I supposed to, what's the protocol there?
Well, I mean, if you hit somebody with a car, I think you stop.
If this is a homeless guy that's waving a hammer at you,
I mean, look,
and he jumps in front of your car, or you like you get out and try and go take care of the guy that was just trying to kill you, like it's a very unique and complicated case.
Given the situation, I think he's been hit by a car. He's not moving.
Probably not. Probably, but bath salts can be pretty powerful.
They can be pretty powerful. Yes.
Yeah, it's just very, something that's looming over their fall camp.
It just came out yesterday. Yeah. He's been practicing with them.
They were trying to get the case dismissed. The judge said, no, we're not going to dismiss it. So it goes to trial. I don't know how long the trial is going to play out for. Lanning was asked about it yesterday. He said, we have a plan in place. Like, we got bodies. We'll be okay. Just something to keep an eye on for Oregon camp as they get going.
They've handled some stuff in the, like, Trayshon Holden's incident. Remember, he was he had the spitting off incident. And then he was on. And
who was the guy that shot the airsoft gun? Somebody shot an airsoft gun a year or two ago.
Rick.
I want to say it was one of their wide receivers or corners, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But he was, I think, suspended in some way, maybe for a half of the first game.
Jamal Hill and DJ
Jamal
James
Hill, that's who
charged
it was.
With reckless endangering
that's
assault,
right.
Unlawful firearm discharge, and disorderly conduct.
And I think they had a game one suspension that year. I think that's how they handled that one. No charges, I think, were filed in that case. So that was just being
they had a diversion program agreement, I think. Yeah,
that's how they settled it. So just keep an eye on Daylon Austin. He's going to trial next week. We'll see how it plays out. Oregon maintains. They're continuing to stand by him, and he's maintaining his innocence throughout the charges. Let's wrap it up with a couple of baseball notes. Send you on your way on a Wednesday next. 105.1 FM, The Fan. Well, it was a fun little Wednesday. I'd say we got our hump on today. What do you guys think?
Nice Thursday.
Do some good humping today.
Or a nice Wednesday that is your Thursday.
Yeah, you think it's Thursday. Maybe it's because I'm out Friday.
I thought it was Tuesday when I got the parking lot.
You did. You went from Tuesday to Thursday. You just skipped over hump day totally.
I'm everywhere, man.
Yeah, you're all over the place
right now. I got school is rapidly approaching.
It's almost here, dude.
I got Hood to Coast today. I'm going to go see my man Dan at Hood to Coast today. Get my packet.
Get ready to go.
Packet pickup today.
I imagine for parents, school coming back into session is an exciting thing, though. Mixed bag a little bit.
If your kid's not on top of the academics, there's a lot of like full-time teaching.
I don't think
home.
The prep for it they enjoy.
Yeah, buying all the stuff and the materials and the specials.
It's the stay-at-home parents that I think reap the benefits of like, okay,
I got a break here.
I got a 6-hour window here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll come pick you up at 3. See you this afternoon.
Take the bus.
Get your dinner ready.
Take the bus.
Walk your ass to school. It is wild, man. It's flying by. Summer's almost over. I did start watching yesterday. And look, a lot of it is propaganda. So there will be things throughout it that I'm going to roll my eyes at and just, God, not enough. I started the SEC football documentary on Netflix yesterday.
I haven't dove into that one either.
It was good. I will give it credit.
What schools are they highlighting
all of
here?
Them. Every single one in the conference.
I'm going to get Vandy in my life.
You're getting Diego Pavia beating Alabama. The cameras were there for because it's all last year. It's not a training camp thing.
Yeah,
it was all of last season. The first episode was a lot of South Carolina, Florida. They were in Billy Napier's car after they got embarrassed on their home field by Miami. Yeah. And the microphones were picking up the fans yelling at him as he's walking off the field. Billy, you're a bum. Get out of here, Billy. You suck. And worse than that.
Yeah.
And then the cameras are like in the car after the game. Like, so how you doing?
Not great, Bob.
Not
lost
great.
By 30.
He gave a very professional, you got to separate outside noise. If I win, I'll be a hero. If I win the next game, they'll all forget, that kind of thing. He handled it well. But the behind-the-scenes stuff is pretty interesting. It just, you'll turn it on if you watch it, then the first 10 minutes will make you want to lose your mind.
Who grabbed you? Who was like, oh my God, I'm kind of digging this team, this coach's culture.
Yeah, South Carolina was one. They had a strength guy, Demo, I think is his name, but think of your typical strength and conditioning motivating,
NFL, right?
Yeah. Dude, he's all over yelling. He's like, I'm calling Coach Beamer at 1 a.m. Like, he's just off the charts energetic. He seemed awesome. Napier did grow on me. I don't know a lot about Billy Napier, but he gets into a backstory of his dad and how his dad passed away and was a coach. And you're like, there's those little like behind the scenes stuff. You're like, I didn't know that, man. He seemed like a cool dude.
That'll make a Gator fan feel awful for calling him a bum.
Yes,
that's
it will.
The point of that.
So I did about an episode and a half yesterday, and then we had to run to swim lessons and all that. But it was good. First 10 minutes of it are like, SEC football, we win all the championships.
Well, what's funny, I really think this is potentially looming there, is if they don't win another national championship.
3 in a row. When's the last time the SEC won 3 straight years without winning a national title?
Well, somebody posted a funny meme of the Coldplay couple. And the guy was all SEC fans, and the girl was Nick Saban's national championships.
Yeah.
And it's like, outside of Georgia, true.
Dude, any fan base in the SEC outside of Alabama, Georgia, and LSU in modern times, because I guess Florida could call it too.
But
that's been 15 years,
it's been
dude.
A while.
It's been a long time. Like, you're all just riding coattails. Like a proud and brag.
100% you're
right. There's a guy at Barstool who's a Mississippi State guy, and he loves to brag about the SEC. It's like, dude, you've done nothing.
Oh, you've contributed
ever.
Absolutely
you've
nothing.
You are the person on the group project that signs his name when you turn it in.
You had a Dak Prescott
and you get an A.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're irrelevant in the landscape of college football. I'd be curious to look that up with the last time they went 3 years in a row without winning a national title.
Clemson area?
Looks like we have to go 2000 to 2002. Oklahoma, Miami, Ohio State.
Well, there's an SEC team in there now.
That is true.
That is true.
They get to claim that.
If they take that title off the board, you got to go a long ways back, man. Yeah. Excited for baseball today. My team's already playing. M's and White Sox game two. Astros going for a sweep.
Shohei at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Is he pitching? He's pitching today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with the baseball stuff. Tomorrow's show is loaded.
Yeah, who do we got? Brett McMurphy tomorrow?
Brett McMurphy, 8:15. Brady Henderson.
Nine. Look at that.
9 a.m.
That's a power couple right there.
Pete Carroll's a turn game tomorrow.
Tomorrow night? Football's back tomorrow night.
Football's back.
What? Yeah. Let's do it, baby. That'll do it for us, folks. If you miss any of the Bilbo Baggins conversations or free conversations, go find the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Thanks, everybody, for watching on YouTube. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.